Well, some storms of life are very powerful and affect the lives of lots of people. One such powerful storm was in April 1989, when 96 Liverpool football fans were crushed to death at an FA Cup semi-final at Hillsborough, the home of Sheffield Wednesday. And if you followed the story at all, you'll know that it took years for the full truth to be revealed. Now, on the 25th anniversary of that disaster, in April 2014, all league football clubs observed a minute's silence before their games. And Peterborough United held the most impressive tribute. A Liverpool scarf was draped over a couple of seats in the director's box before the game. And with the players gathered in the centre circle, we all stood as the club chaplain said a few words. And then, instead of silence, which we expected, this came over the PA system. Lots of the crowd sang along. You may well know the words, some of them. It's the Liverpool anthem. I've only been to Anfield once, and it was quite an experience to hear the crowd singing that. Charlie would know it very well. But the words, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. Echoes of scripture there. We believe, don't we, that we never will walk alone through the storms. Isaiah says, when you pass through the waters, this is God speaking, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, says the Lord. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. In Psalm 23, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And he said, peace I leave with you. My own peace I give you. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. And after the resurrection, Jesus says, peace be with you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And at the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Revelation chapter 7, for the Lamb at the centre of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Well, Willie and Duzzy, or is it all a bit too good to be true? I asked some of our congregation to write anonymously on whether and how their faith helps when the storms of life hit. Most, but not all, of the storms they referred to involved death or illness. Most, but not all, were sudden, came more or less out of the blue. This is what some of them said. Through all the tears and heartache, Jesus was there sharing my pain. It actually revitalized my faith that has continued to grow. A kind patient found a Bible. It fell open at a page that had been turned down at the corner, Hebrews 11, all about faith. And faith in God rose up inside me, and I had peace and joy. My faith is essential. I find great comfort in the words of the mother of the pastor and martyr Dietrich Bonhoeffer. What God has done, it is well done. His will is always just. Whatever he will do to me, in him I'll ever place my trust. I received a sense of great peace. Feelings of loss overwhelmed me at times, but prayer gave me enormous reassurance and hope. I was desperately sad and angry, but God sustained me through the love of others. God was at the centre of the nightmare. Love and prayers upheld us all. I know that I'm never alone. The congregation gave support. God knows and understands me and gives me the strength to move on. Faith helps even when I am struggling to believe. Praying helps even when I'm doubting if prayer makes a difference. Prayer gives me hope and peace. The church family are there. God guides with surrounding love that never fails. The storms leave scars, but sharing them with God helps to ease the pain, though the scars remain. I would not be able to continue without my faith. I find those comments impressive, encouraging and uplifting. Ordinary believers, ordinary people, not your sort of theological experts or the big pillars of the Bible or anything else, but ordinary believers testifying in their own words to the fact that simply for them, at any rate, faith does work. God does deliver. As I say, that's people like you and me being honest and real about their faith. And they show, don't they, the words of an old hymn or old song. I don't know if you've ever sung it. I think I did in Sunday school probably. Or I think Cliff Richard might have sung it at some rally. It is no secret what God can do. We didn't, because these people say. And what he's done for others, he'll do for you. And very simply, I suppose we have to ask ourselves, in the light of the Bible story and in the light of what these ordinary people say, and the Liverpool anthem as well, how is it for me and you? Will your anchor hold? Has it held? Does it hold in the storms of life? Are we, when we're honest about it, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love? Jesus says, and I guess we can believe what he says. Jesus says, come to me and you will find rest for your souls. We're going to sing our fourth hymn now. It's In Heavenly Love Abide.